All right, Chris Carter has a fractured fibula. Zach Brown, foot toe sprain. Didn't return. Brandon Marshall, hamstring. Didn't return. Samaje Perine, illness, stomach. Didn't return. Trent Williams, knee, didn't return. And then Grant had an ankle, was off and on.
These last couple of games, it's just a matter of injuries catching up with you? Is that what, I mean, you really haven't been, you know, that competitive in that game?
We have not been competitive, and we weren't ready to play tonight. Or today, and that's on me, staff. Got to do a better job of getting these guys ready.
Kirk, tonight had a couple of passes they missed on early. It seemed like there was pressure on them when they didn't make it to
downing. Yeah, I think, for whatever reason, we have had trouble the last couple of weeks giving up a lead and not being able to snatch it back. You know, I told our guys when we lose the momentum, we haven't done anything to try to get it back from the other team, and that's what happened again tonight. You know, they got a field goal. They got a touchdown. They're up 10 to nothing. And we did really nothing. We scored a touchdown to Vernon Davis, tried to get a little something going, and they answered with a bomb for a huge play and score a touchdown right away. So, it's hard to say if anybody played good or bad or indifferent. I think as a team, as a coaching staff, we didn't do anything good enough. Nobody, any way, shape, or form.
I believe offensively you guys had six plays in the first quarter.
Yeah, they were, moving the ball at will. Yeah, they're running the ball, throwing the ball, quick game, third down conversions, and did a great job. Hats off to Phillip and coaching staff over there for San Diego. You know, we just had some opportunities to make some plays on the ball, didn't make them, and they did. You know, it's just kind of a story the last couple of weeks. It's about the team that makes plays, and we didn't make many.
Jay, when you say that you didn't feel that you guys did a good job preparing them, what is it that you're seeing aside from the results? Is there anything that you're seeing in the play in particular, whether they're not ready for certain plays or certain actions?
I just think, I think in general everything. You know, third down conversions, they're good, we're not. You know, I think big plays, you always want to have a big play on offense. We haven't had any big plays on offense, and they had about three or four huge plays. So, and then, like I said, turnovers again. We had a big turnover there that gave them some points, and, you know, they got one late in the game, but kind of insignificant. So, just a little bit of everything, you know. Situational awareness, we're not good enough. Starting the game, we're not good enough. Third downs, we're not good enough. Yeah, it's surprising, number one, disappointing, number two, and something we have to figure out a way to fix the last 3 weeks, without a doubt. I'm at a loss for words, quite honestly. I never thought we'd get beat like this 2 weeks in a row, 1 week at all. So I got to have time to think about it and figure out what our next step is. And the staff and players will figure out who's going to play, and we'll get them ready to play for Arizona. Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's tough to stomach when you're a competitor and you want to win the championships and go to the playoffs and you want the best for your players, you want the best for your team, you want the best for your city. And right now we've obviously let our fans down, and the players are disappointed. We're disappointed, but, you know, we still have three games to go, and we will fight and claw our way back to try to get to 8-8, try to get to 6-8 first, and then 7-8, and then 8-8. Yeah, that's been a story right now. As soon as we make a big play, they answer with a bigger play, and we can't get the momentum back. And it's just, this game's about momentum, and we had it for about 4 seconds, you know, and then we miss the extra point, and they throw a bomb for a big play. So, unfortunately, you know, this game's about momentum swings, and we just had it for about 30 seconds is all.
We'll take a few more.
Jay, how do you think
you know, I don't know. I'm not going to throw a safety on the bus or a corner or pass rush or whatever. Obviously, we had some issues, and they exploited us. And Phil, you know, one of the best quarterbacks to play the game, and he found some seams. And Keenan Allen and Williams, they did a nice job down the field. So Hunter Henry had some nice catches. So I don't know. I want to look at the tape and figure out how to correct it and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Quentin Dunbar went in for the shot after, I think it was the first quarter or so. What was the reasoning behind that? And then two, do you feel like this defense has regressed? And I know there have been injuries, but you still feel like it's regressed.
Well, we haven't gotten better. Any offense, defense, or special teams right now. you know, I've regressed. I've not gotten this team ready to play, so it's on me. But as far as Breland, it was a coach's decision all the way, and we decided to go with Dunbar for a little while. Well, you don't want consistent problems. That's the goal of coaching. You want to have no problems. You know, right now we've got problems in a lot of areas. You know, offensive line continuity, tight ends, running backs. We're down to one running back today. He doesn't even know it's been hard. Defensively, we went through a lot of linebackers and defensive linemen, but we just got to figure out ways to simplify it, get these guys where they can play fast and hard and figure out a way to compete the last 3 weeks, get some wins.